This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
When Mary Deacon, the chair of Bell Canada's Let's Talk Mental Health Initiative, took to the podium at a recent Montreal conference about collaboration in mental health care, she talked about stigma, mental health, and tweets. She also talked about some of the many projects being funded by the ambitious and very successful Bell Let's Talk campaigns. Deacon has faced and dealt with mental health issues in her own life and in the lives of those who were close to her. She has become a high-profile corporate advocate for mental illness education and awareness.
I spoke with Mary earlier today, and I began by acknowledging that Bell's investment in mental health is the largest corporate investment in that cause to date in Canadian history. Bell's initial investment amounts to $50 million over 5 years, and that original amount is supplemented by money raised in the annual Bell Let's Talk Day awareness campaigns. I asked then Mary Deacon, why mental health and why now?
Well, you're probably familiar with the statistics around mental health and mental illness. 1 in 5 Canadians will experience a mental illness in their lifetime. On any given day, 500,000 Canadians are off work. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people in this country, and Canada has the third highest suicide rate in the industrialized world. Recently, I was at an event and in support of a children's mental health organization where I learned that literally there is a waiting list of a year or more for young people to get access to the services of a children's mental health agency, and that year can feel like a lifetime and can sometimes cost a life. So, you know, this is a serious, a pervasive, underfunded, and highly stigmatized health issue. So it's an issue whose time has come, and it's an area that Bell believed that we could make a difference. And so that's how we ended up choosing mental health, and the timing, frankly, was related to a whole review of our community investment portfolio, deciding, you know, where we could invest to make the greatest impact. And, you know, once you are familiar with the issue of mental health, once it's put on the table, it very quickly becomes a thing that, of course, you need to support, because it simply has not received its fair share of support, either, you know, private personal support or corporate support.
You told the Globe and Mail that Bell's investment in this cause came with some potential risk as well to the company's brand. Tell us more about that.
So I worked at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health for about 10 years as the president CEO of the foundation. And, you know, one of my jobs was to recruit senior leaders to be involved with the organization, and also to engage individuals and corporations in supporting mental health through philanthropic dollars. And what I discovered was this was a really difficult and challenging thing to do, in part because of the stigma and you know, this notion that that being out front and center on the issue of mental health was in some way a risk. And that really is tied to stigma, this sort of pernicious and insidious part of stigma that makes people feel, and corporations as well, believe that somehow being publicly aligned with this issue says something about you and about you as an individual or you as a corporation. So what we did, you know, here at Bell was to really try and help bring the issue of mental health into the mainstream. And in doing so, help to create the kind of greater awareness, acceptance, and action. And, you know, frankly, I do feel that it was an example of bold leadership on behalf of the Bell board to adopt this cause and to choose to use the strength of the Bell brand to help bring this issue into the forefront, much like Michael Wilson did, you know, 15 or 20 years ago, in being publicly out front of this issue that was often silent and invisible.
There can be cynicism about big corporations investing in social causes. The question being, what's in it for the corporation? How do you respond to that type of cynicism?
So I spent 25 years in the not-for-profit world. Most of my professional career has been spent in the not-for-profit world. And you know, I can tell you that cynicism doesn't motivate the non-for-profit sector. You know, what motivates the not-for-profit sector is hope and optimism. And you know, what organizations say, the organizations that we support, say that the kind of philanthropic support companies like Bell and others give to organizations really helps them do what they want to do and what they're mandated to do, which is, you know, to move the yardstick on cultural issues, education, health. You know, and I believe that without the support of corporate Canada, some of those who are most vulnerable would suffer even more. And you know, if we were to heed the cynics, if corporate Canada was to heed the cynics, I believe that there would be you know, a direct negative impact on those in our community who are the most vulnerable. And if you truly understand stigma, you know, stigma is the reason that people with, is the main reason that people with mental health issues say they do not seek help. And what the research shows, and, you know, one of the things Bell did was invest in funding for the creation of a chair in mental health and anti-stigma research. And what our chair says and what all of the research about stigma says is that the best way to combat stigma is by personal contact with people with mental health issues. And so, you know, in addition to the investment in programs and services and organizations all across the country, our investment also is tackling this issue of stigma, which gets at the actual heart of the greatest barrier that people experience with mental health issues, which keeps them from getting the help they need. And, you know, the message that we convey on Bell Let's Talk Day through you know, very ambitious and active communications activities is that help is available, recovery is possible. You know, people with mental health issues can and do lead full, happy, and productive lives. And people with mental health issues are just like you and me and our friends, families, and colleagues. And that's why we have been so public in conveying those messages, because stigma is at the heart of the biggest challenge facing people with mental health issues. And it is the place where each and every one of us as individuals can make a difference.
Mary, you have an extensive background in philanthropy, and you mentioned it earlier as well, the work that you did at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health Foundation. But the experiences you brought to both that role and your current role are quite personal as well. Tell us about how mental illness has impacted your own life and the lives of people close to you.
Well, going back into the 90s, when I was growing up, you know, I think at that time, certainly in my community and in my family, we didn't talk about mental health issues. I don't think we even knew what they were. I mean, it was just simply not on our radar. And I think our family was pretty typical of most families of our generation, where mental health was not simply not even considered a health issue. And if it was talked about, it was probably more likely described as a moral failing or some kind of failure of character. In the 90s, I lost a brother to suicide. He suffered from depression. No one knew. And a number of years later, I lost another brother to suicide, and depression and obsessive compulsive disorder. And these events in my life, in the life of my family, and you know, our circle of friends, profoundly changed our perception, our understanding. We began a journey of learning and understanding what these issues were, which brought me to the work that I did at CAMH, and you know, it enabled me to really understand what organizations like CAMH are trying to do through their work as a hospital, as a research institute, as a organization committed to education and awareness. And so my personal experience, you know, I wanted to find a way to try and turn a personal tragedy into something where I could help make a difference. And so by telling my story, you know, everyone has a story. Mine is only one of millions of stories. And again, you know, research shows that the most effective way to combat stigma is by the telling of personal stories, by challenging people's perceptions of what people with mental health issues are like and what they can do. I mean, look at Clara Hughes. She's a perfect example of you know, an accomplished, world-class athlete who also happens to live with depression. So really challenges your perception of what people with mental health issues are like and what they can do. So I tell my story for the reason of helping make it easier for others to tell their stories. And research does show that the telling of those kind of stories makes it easier for others to come forward, to seek help, to reach out to friends and family, to reach out to their, you know, their care providers, their doctors, and get the help they need that will allow them to move forward and lead full, happy, and productive lives.
Mary Deacon, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. It was much appreciated.
Thank you.
Mary Deacon is chair of the Bell Mental Health Initiative. That initiative is the largest ever corporate commitment to mental health in Canada. You can find out more online at letstalk.bell.ca. Kevin, how does Bell Let's Talk work?
Well, the awareness-raising centerpiece of the Let's Talk initiative is an annual Bell Let's Talk Day aimed at creating a national conversation of sorts. And Ashta, the whole notion is to help decrease the stigma associated with mental health issues. Now, on that day, Bell encourages people to phone and text one another, to dialogue about mental health on their, what they call their Let's Talk web portal. And for every long-distance call and text message sent by Bell customers, and for every tweet and every share of the Bell Facebook image, the company adds 5 cents to its commitment to mental health across the country. Now, this is in addition to the company's initial $50 million investment. The Globe and Mail reported that the 2013 Bell Let's Talk Day alone raised $4.8 million.
When is the next Bell Let's Talk Day?
The next day is the 2014 Bell Let's Talk Day, and it will be held on January the 28th, 2014. And if anyone's listening and wondering, where does this money go and what are they doing with it, I would encourage you to go to their website, the Bell Let's Talk website, and you can drill down and find out a lot about what's going on with these funds.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.